Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Oscar time now. The British film 1917 has won 3 Oscars at this year's ceremony in Los Angeles, but it missed out on the top prize of Best Director and Best Film, which went to South Korean movie Parasite. So the time has come on this Monday morning in Cambridge. We are now live at the Vanity Fair Oscar after party, kind of, through our new best friend, Claire Gregory, who has the golden ticket at the Vanity Fair party, and she joins us now. Good morning, good evening, Claire.
I am so excited to be your new best friend.
I'm very excited. How are you? Okay, so give us the picture. What sort of time is it over at LA right now?
So it's about 10 past midnight, and we're very much in the thick of it now. So the Vanity Fair party, it starts as a viewing party.
Yep.
When the Oscar ceremony kicks off around 5 p.m. and then it kind of turns into an after party. But it takes a while for the Oscar winners to get here because they have to go and get their Oscars engraved and do all sorts of other bits before they get here. So actually, it's starting to really hot up here now. We've just seen Joaquin Phoenix,
oh my God,
himself walk past, but no sign of an Oscar. He turned up, he's obviously lost it already or put it down somewhere and forgotten about it.
A little bit nonchalant, isn't he? He's a bit like, don't tell me how great I am. Actually, I want to make a real political point now. I know that he said quite a bit about that thing when he was collecting his prize for Best Actor for The Joker.
Yeah, that's right. He had all sorts to say on stage. He's sort of been gearing up for this all award season. Mm. He's been mentioning various sort of political things in his speeches, and he decided to go the full whammy tonight, and he kind of talked about everything. But I think overall, the kind of message was really one of sort of, you know, we should work together, one of unity and togetherness and oneness. And that was sort of reflected as well in Renee Zellweger's speech. She won Best Actress for Judy, and she was talking about how, you know, we all kind of unite behind our heroes and the people we love. So it was, I feel like there was a sort of theme of togetherness coming out of the celebrities at tonight's Oscars.
Who else have you seen? What else? Come in quick. Give us some goss. I need to see some standout moments for you so far.
Well, I've just seen Laura Dern walking in, clutching her Oscar, looking absolutely statuesque and beautiful. Greta Gerwig, who did Little Women, turned up with her other half, Noah Baumbach, who did Marriage Story. They were together. I just thought as well, Jake Gyllenhaal sneaked past. He didn't even stop for the photographers. He just sort of swept past.
Mm.
So there's plenty of stars here who aren't actually, you know, who weren't at the Oscars or aren't nominated or kind of haven't even put anything in awards season this year. There's all sorts of people. Billie Eilish was here with her amazing green hair. She's changed out of her Chanel outfit into a new sort of glittery suit and looks super cool. And we had a chat with James Corden earlier. He was saying, he hilariously told us he's never actually watched Cats. So,
what?
Obviously
is he allowed to say that?
Yeah, he's having all sorts of fun taking the Mickey out of it on stage. But the truth is, he's never bothered watching it.
Claire, who are the most journalist-friendly stars? I can imagine that some stars might turn up just to speak to the likes of you and E! Entertainment and all the rest of them.
It's funny actually, because sometimes people you think that might be happy to chat to everyone kind of breeze past, and then other people you think would be really busy have a chat with everyone. For example, Bernie Taupin, Sir Elton John's kind of musical partner, they won an Oscar tonight. He had a chat with everyone, really, really chatty and lovely. But a lot of the Oscar winners, this has been a very long, exhausting award season for them. They might have been talking about the film that they're promoting that they're in for, you know, as long as 8-9 months. Oh. And so now that they've done, Oscar's been given out, there's nothing left to do. They just don't necessarily want to chat now. But a lot of people also still happy, you know, to kind of wang on about their film or just kind of enjoy their moment.
So I have deliberately not gone online this morning. I don't know who's wearing what. Who have you seen who looks absolutely amazing? Who's like on the top dressed list at the moment?
Okay, well, going into the Oscars itself on the red carpet, I would say Janelle Monáe just looked incredible. She was wearing this mad kind of space suit kind of silvery thing. It was great. And actually, just now here at Vanity Fair, Florence Pugh, who was our British hope, she was up for Best Supporting Actress for her role in Little Women. She looks incredible. Also got to give a shout out to Scarlett Johansson, who looks completely angelic in this kind of silver glittery outfit. Very, very incredible.
Amazing. I guess, actually, Claire, I'm also kind of curious, what are you wearing?
Well, I'm actually wearing a black jumpsuit, which isn't very starry at all. But trust me, when you stood on the Oscars red carpet, followed by the Vanity Fair red carpet, for hours, comfort is the name of the game. I can't be wearing a really tight gown at this stage. I'm all about the comfiness right now.
Radio practicalness. I can go along with that. So what happens now? Is that you have another presumably couple of hours or so of speaking to assorted radio stations and trying to grab some interviews with whoever's left to come by.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. In fact, I've got a colleague who's doing just that right now on the red carpet. They're kind of shouting away, trying to get stars to come and speak to them. And then I'll be joining in on that. And then it's not too long now, actually, around 1 a.m. here. So around 9 with you guys, it really starts getting quiet because everyone's gone into the party. And in fact, most people, they kind of come here, get seen by the snappers, have a quick glass of fizz, and then they're on to another party.
And then they're off to another one.
They don't necessarily wait around.
Yeah. Racking up all those party invites, Julian. That's what they do over there.
If only.
Well, Claire, thank you so much for bringing a little bit of Hollywood to Cambridge this morning. I hope you have a fantastic evening and get a few selfies with some of those guys out there. And I'll be following you up on Twitter to see what you find out this morning. Thank you again for joining us. And try and get yourself into one of these parties. Does that ever happen?
That's definitely going to happen. That's next on my list of things to do is to flag into a party. I'll keep you posted, guys.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you, Claire.
Thanks. Cambridge Breakfast. Cambridge 105.